Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Steele. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Steele moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe catches it and throws to first to double up Berry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Steele settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Agee steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Martin steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparma covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Martin to McCraw and they have Oiler trapped. The throw over to Hansen, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparma fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma strikes out. 1 out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis strikes out. 2 outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Martin moves to second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steele strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler strikes out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparma strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford bunts towards the mound. Sparma fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley, who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Gary Peters. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Steele hits a fly ball into left field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparma hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.